Good morning. Let us pray before we hear the word of God. Lord Jesus, thank you for beautiful morning. Although outside it's raining, but we still come to your house. We can enjoy the fellowship with your word, the fellowship with Holy Spirit, and the fellowship with Lord Jesus. We pray that Holy Spirit come to us and lead us in this morning prayer so we can hear what you want, we can do what you want. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Before I share the word, Tom want to say something.
Yeah, I was kind of put on the spot here, so Pastor Elamite just wanted me to share, I guess, just something that's been recently happening around, I guess. And then last, I think it was March when we were in Singapore. March, we were in Singapore, and a bunch of them were there for a conference, and, you know, we went out to eat, and I think, you know, Singapore's famous for their crabs, and so I'm allergic to seafood, so I can't eat seafood. But once I have some of it, my throat swells up, I can't breathe and stuff. And so that day, I think Monica prayed for me, and she's, you know, just said, oh, you know, in Jesus' name, be healed. And so I had my first crab in a long time, and that was fine. So I thought, okay, that's interesting. And then from over a period of, let's say now, about 4 months, I've had cuttlefish, I've had my calamari, I've had my oysters. And then I think 2 days ago, with Pastor Salamat, we had lunch upstairs in the Indonesian ministry. And then my fear has always been the shrimp and the lobster, because those are the big boys for me. Those are the ones I know I can't take. But then, you know, he gave me this humongous piece of shrimp, and he just told me, Tom, you must eat. You know, you are healed, you must believe, and you must eat. So I ate it, and I was fine. So, you know, it's just a testimony that God does heal. It's the first time he's healed something in my life, and I just encouraged you. I just want to encourage you that, yeah, he does.
Amen. Thank you.
We must proclaim God's power through our life. Let us continue our Bible reading from 2 Timothy chapter 4. Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. Now we read from the sentence, get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. Yesterday we talked about Demas, yesterday we talked about Luke. Today we talk about Mark. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. You know that at the time, Paul in the prison, he was very suffer. He needs support. But in the midst of his suffering, only Luke stayed with him. And other Demas left him. And then he has enemy attack from outside people. So he really needs support from many people. That's why he asked Timothy to come quickly. And not only Timothy to come quickly, but also bring John Mark. He wants John Mark join in this ministry. My question is, who is John Mark? I said John Mark because in other verse, the writer write not only Mark, but John Mark. John Mark is the writer of the Gospel of Mark. Before, Paul and Mark are the same team for mission. Let us open the book of Acts. Acts 13. Act 13, verse 13. Now when Paul and his party set sail from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. So we see that Paul and John are the same team. In this case, Paul wants to continue to Perga in Pamphylia, but John come back or return to Jerusalem. Some writers said that John left them because of some reason, because of personal reason. In this case, Paul cannot accept the reason. For example, we already prepare for mission trip like that, and then 1 week before it happened, and then one of the members said, I'm sorry, I have to do something, so leave the team. And then next year, when we won't go again for the same mission, the leader said, don't bring him. So the situation is the same like this. In the book of Acts, we open chapter 15, we can see that 15:35 to 41, we read from 36. Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing. Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John called Mark. But Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to take to the work. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another, and so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, being commanded by the brethren to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia in strengthen the churches. We see Paul and Barnabas be parted because of this problem. Barnabas want to bring John, but Paul refused to take John in this ministry. It's look that Paul's upset with John Mark. Paul angry with John Mark. And then Paul have a different opinion with Barnabas according to John Mark. What we see here is common in church nowadays. Sometimes one and another upset, one and another have different point of view, and one and another argue for something. And then my problem is the dissenting opinions have made Paul and Barnabas parted. It should, this should not happen in the church. But nowadays we see so many churches parted because of this kind of problem. Many churches broke out not because of enemy attack from outside, but the division from inside. Often the problem is very simple. Essential consider themselves more completely than others. Another things, maybe because they're not willing to obey the leader. First year come to the church, and what leader said, okay, I follow you. After 10 years, feel more careful, more smart than the leader, want to go by themselves. Everyone consider himself most correct to the others. With this variety of things, we see until now, so many churches are divided. Everybody walk in their own way. In small part, we can see some person maybe after follow one house church 1-2 years and then move to another house church, and then after 2 years move to another house church. Why? Because they feel they most correct compare another person. This kind of problem should not happen in the church. Because why? Because nobody perfect. We need help from our worker. We need support from them. And then my professor said, one Christian is not Christian. One Christian is not Christian. Because the Christ told us that a church is the body. So the body is not single, but the body is plural. That's why in Ephesians chapter 4, let us open Ephesians chapter 4. We read from verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. We all one. We cannot work by ourselves alone. We need partner. Then the partner is of all you. We are one team. So, my opinion is church should not be separate one another. Church must go and walk together. At that time, Paul cannot understand other people. At that time, Paul so idealist. If you do one mistake, then you have no second chance. That's why Paul leave John Mark. Paul really don't want to bring John Mark. But after several years, I can imagine maybe at that time Paul was 35. Now Paul around 50 years old. People say after 40, people slowly and then be patient. In this situation, Paul thinks, I have to do something wrong. Now, I want to accept John Mark. That's why we see at 2 Timothy chapter 4, he asks Timothy, get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. I like this sentence. This sentence shows us that Paul not longer angry with John Mark. Now Paul open to accept John Mark to be his team in doing ministry. But however, in the church, so many young Paul, not old Paul. I said young Paul regarding Acts chapter 13. Old Paul regarding 2 Timothy chapter 4. Many young Paul, easy to angry with college, easy to angry with new member, easy to angry with a new believer. We should learn from all Paul. Bring Mark, get him with me. We should be patient. We should have a big heart. That means willing to forgive, willing to accept, willing to use everybody in the church. Don't try to kick out if someone do something wrong to you. Just open heart and then accept these people so that we can save one more person. I don't know what is your background. Maybe you same with young Paul, or maybe you are same with John Mark. But today I want to tell you, if you have same experience with John Mark, you need to change. If you have same experience with young Paul, you need to change. Because why? Because nobody perfect. We are church. We are one. We need to work together to do God ministry. For the closing, I want all of you read together with me from the Psalm chapter 133. Psalm 133. 1, 2, 3. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard, and the beard of Aaron running down on the edge of his garment. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For this the Lord commands the blessing, life forevermore. Amen. Let us close our eyes and we try to understand this verse. Maybe a few years ago, we have same experience. We upset, we angry. Now it is the time for us to get healed from God. If Paul can accept John Mark, so that us, we also can accept our co-worker, forgive them, and release them to do the same ministry. Hannah will lead us in worship. We talk to God. We tell God what our feeling. We ask God to release forgiveness so that we can accept someone that we hate before.
Not a mind would I take my intellect and use every power as you choose. Here I am, all of me. Take my life, it's all for thee. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at your feet. Treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee. Here I am, all of me. Take my take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise.
Let's pray together for our church. Let's pray that we would be a church that's in unity, that we would have grace over believers that may fail, and even when we fail, we need each other's grace. And so let's just pray for our church and cover our church, that we'd really live together in unity as a body. And serve each other and partner with each other with grace. Let's pray together for our church. Let's pray for our local ministries in Hong Kong. Let's pray for the churches here in Hong Kong, that just the Spirit of God will be upon them, that we would be able to really take the gospel to the people around us. The churches in Hong Kong would rise up. Let's pray for YWAM Hong Kong, pray for Sports Services International. They're starting their basketball camp very soon, so let's pray for them. Let's pray for Shanti. Today and tomorrow is our last day. Today is the last lesson. Tomorrow is the beach day. So if you could pray for the children, that they will come today. It's the last day that the God will speak to the parents. The kids will come today. Let's pray for Master's Beauty with Fabi and Frank. Let's pray for Face to Face, Jimmy, Sengsheng College, Feed the Hungry, Christian Solidarity Worldwide. So let's just pray for these local ministries and the local churches and pray that God will really bless them and use them mightily. Pray for our SP ministries. Let's pray for the worship team, the welcoming team, men and women's ministries, and the local outreach team led by Pastor Sophia. Let's just pray for these ministries that we would bring joy to God's heart first and foremost, and that we would be effectively serving the church. Let's just pray for God's covering and God's anointing upon these ministries. So yeah, let's pray for our SP ministries. Let's cover our weekend activities this week. Tomorrow there is an IP meeting in the afternoon, intercessory prayer meeting. And then on Sunday, the services. Let's pray for the morning service and also pray for Noah's Ark that will meet. And also the youth group will meet for Bible study in the morning service. And pray for the afternoon service. I'll be preaching and Chris will be leading worship. So pray, please pray for that. And let's pray for Monday Cascade as well. Let's pray that God would really move through the Cascade ministry. Let's pray for the Japan team that's on missions right now. Let's just cover them. And let's cover our weekend activities. Let's continue to pray for SP 1.5. Let's pray that God would lead us every step of the way. And let's just pray for God's wisdom and His leadership, His guidance over us in this time. Let's continue to pray for the funding. Let's pray that our church would be able to give sacrificially and that God would also come and meet our needs. Let's also continue to pray for the vine and bless them as they move to their new sanctuary. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you. Thank you for your love, and thank you for your faithfulness in our lives. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you're always with us. And we want to live for you today as well. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would stir our hearts, God, really to bring you joy today. We want to get to know you better in some way. Pray that you will help us, God, today to really live a life that glorifies your name. And we thank you for being with us today. We love you, Lord. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today. Mm-hmm.